The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Billy Blank later on this hour. We had Dr. Mina on earlier, and we had, quote, Sarah earlier, too, talking about a sex club in California. She was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy's guaranteed to be no better than the second hottest call of the day.
Exactly.
All right. Dr. Mina just sent another email.
Yeah, but that was something personal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to read that on the air.
That's not on the air.
Doesn't want this on the
no.
air.
No.
Where it says, didn't want to say this on the air.
Yeah, you read that's where it starts.
That little line there.
I thought this was like breaking news.
No.
Well,
no,
I think it kind of is, but not for public consumption.
Okay. No. It's a personal thing.
Good thing that got real, did they?
Well, I just read it. I said, no, it's not even.
Yeah,
it's not
she
for
led
the air.
With that line.
It's not for the air.
It's a variation on the don't say my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the only thing I understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And you barely understand.
Yeah, that's not 100%.
Yeah. What's up, Craig?
Do you want more sex club email?
Sure. We just had one guy going, where's that place at? I got that one. The one in Omaha, I think he said. Where's that place at?
He did sign his name, but I won't say it. Sex clubs are awesome. If a couple is considering it, go there with a very clear communication of boundaries. If you do decide to join somebody, do not have the expectation that your partner takes one for the team if they're not vibing with someone that expresses interest. Always use protection, and those in the lifestyle tend to get tested every 3 to 6 months, so the scene around them is very safe considering this is Omaha now, has the highest amount of chlamydia and gonorrhea cases per capita of any city, major city, in the U.S. Yep. I didn't know that.
Number one, baby.
Puss told me that yesterday.
Hey!
Off the air, we're just discussing that for some reason.
Yeah. For those worried about jealousy, I recommend
we're still doing it.
A same-room full swap. Being able to look at your partner engaging with somebody else across the room as they look back at you doing the same vaporizes jealousy, and it's actually a major turn-on.
Oh, I've seen that in those videos.
I'm happy to answer any questions about the lifestyle. All right, appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it won't be my lifestyle anytime
soon. So what do you do when, like, after you last a minute and a half, do you just watch your wife get railed?
I was thinking that too, because you got strange, and it might be, and you're lucky it's a minute and a half. Yes, you do. Apparently, that's what you do. No, then you get pissed and start swinging. That's what you do. Right. There are people that have gone to those, thought they had an open mind, I guarantee you, and then things went bad.
Yeah.
That should just be a separate room. For the guys that last a minute and a half to watch your wife, over here.
Okay.
We've got snacks.
Have fun. Yeah.
You can now proceed to the done too early room.
We got other snacks.
she'd be realizing that she could have had somebody like that for the past 2 decades. I'm just standing there eating cheese and crackers like a jackass.
Exactly. All right, naked.
Matthew adds
crumbs on your chest.
This is about the military. I can back up Luke on what he said. In San Diego, they used to have Westpac widows. A ship or a boat would go on Westpac deployment, That's Western Pacific. And suddenly there are a bunch of women in the clubs, all tan, except for a stripe on the left ring finger.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the junior enlisted got married because of the extra money and did not have to be on base. Of course, a lot of them.
A lot of those guys were high school sweethearts, yeah, too, you know?
They did not consider that when they went on deployment.
Right.
The wife was going to be spending that money and doing her thing.
Right.
I was a junior officer at the time, so I was making good money and living off base. But I had to adjudicate a lot of cases where there were was a quote-unquote contract marriage, so the guy could get the pay and benefits, but his wife would take the money when he left. Also, not legal, counts as defrauding the government.
Oh, they weren't in law, but I think a lot of these guys are. You've seen a lot of high school guys, you know, go to the Army and marry somebody, right? Their high school sweetheart, that kind of stuff. You're going to come with me to California and get railed. Then we're going to move back to Nebraska, and you're going to dump me. that was Sarah's story.
Oh, and sex club guy says, to next question, yes.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
The minute and a half thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, must be, right?
That's what it was.
It is the birthday of George Lucas today. I'm surprised it's not a national holiday. Yeah. I mean, perhaps it is with some people.
May the George be with you. How tall is he?
That's the question.
Oh, we're doing birthday, so it's age, right?
No, he's 77.
Okay.
Again, I didn't realize he was that old.
All right.
Good Lord, I just looked up his net worth. That's the part I was curious about.
Is it $400
million? $7
billion. Oh, billion. What am I talking about?
Wow.
He owns that franchise.
No, he sold it to Disney.
Oh, that's why I got the $7 billion.
That's how he got the $7 billion.
It's also Mark Zuckerberg's birthday today. He is 37.
Who's taller? God.
Who's taller, Mark Zuckerberg or George Lucas?
I don't think George Lucas is that tall.
No, I don't think he is.
I don't think Zuckerberg is either.
Now I think about it. Zuckerberg's thin, but I don't think he's that tall either.
I'll go Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'm going Zuckerberg as well.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Not by much. I mean, he might be 5'8".
I'm going, four Zuckerbergs over here.
Zuckerberg's 5'7".
Oh, we might have lost this one.
George Lucas, 5'6".
Yeah.
You might have won this one.
Holy hell,
yes.
He was 5'6"? Yeah. He was?
I didn't think he was very tall.
He's short like an Ewok.
Yeah. I was going to say, did he have a cameo as an Ewok, maybe?
No, they're smaller than that.
It's going to be crazy to be that
That's a tall Ewok. It's 5'7". What was that?
It's going to be crazy to be that guy.
Right.
It's like that Disney has that whole Star Wars.
I know.
You could walk through there and be like, this is all like from my head.
Right.
Who's taller, Ewok or Yoda?
Oh.
Boy, the Baby Yoda skit on SNL is hilarious, man.
Yoda.
God, when he plays Baby Yoda on Weekend Update and just be like a gangster, I just love that
bit. It is funny.
It's just so stupid, but it's so good.
A lot of that's probably just riffing, too. Not scripted?
Some of it, I'm sure, around the script, probably, it sounds like, yeah.
For as tight as time is on SNL, I think a lot of it is scripted.
Yeah, because he's got stuff down.
They have to have a little bit of a pathway forward mapped out.
I'm sure a lot of them got a little leeway, though.
Not much.
A little, but not much.
They're just good actors, man. That's a funny bit.
It's also Gronk's birthday today.
He's tall.
He's 32.
All right.
And iCarly is 28 today.
Oh, Gronk's taller.
God, that's making you feel old, huh?
Gronk's taller.
That's why I bring that up.
Yeah.
iCarly's 28.
I keep seeing these memes, and they say, hey, to all my friends out there, 1981 was 40 years ago. Yeah.
Right.
Congratulations.
I'm more freaked out by iCarly being 28.
You're good at math. Who's iCarly? Is that Miranda Cosgrove?
Cosgrove. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was Craig and ours. That was our girl.
You just called her iCarly.
Yeah, they knew she was going to be hot when she was 9.
Yeah. No, she was on that Sweet Life a little bit when she was young until she got her own show.
All right, 14.
Yeah. I think I like the blonde better in that show. Whatever her name was.
She started doing naked stuff, that's why.
No, she didn't.
All boob stuff.
No.
No. Panties.
No, it got stolen from her.
Oh, leaked, okay. Yeah. Well, she was still doing it.
Yeah, for her boyfriend. Not for anyone else.
Right, not for us. So that's why I haven't looked at it.
Imagine going to a celebrity sex club and being allowed in.
Is that Jaleel White?
And getting no, I was thinking of chicks.
No celebrity.
I was thinking about chicks.
And oddly enough, we still see Seinfeld on the air all the time.
Yep.
It was on this date in 98.
It ended.
That Final it one? Ended.
My God.
Wow. I'm telling you, I keep wondering when the reruns of that are going to get pushed out.
I don't think they ever will.
They won't. They won't. Not for a while yet.
Eventually they will, because you know, you only see so many.
Eventually.
After a while, you only see so many shows that linger.
MASH stuck around.
MASH, yeah.
But even then, it got moved out eventually.
Well,
it got moved
Cheers.
Out. It's, but it's, MASH is on right now.
Yes, it is.
But it's on like the sub-channels.
Well,
that's
where I think this will be on.
Yeah.
Now, there's a DirecTV channel that has all kinds of classic stuff, and they run lots of episodes of MASH.
I'm talking about like
it's DirecTV, right?
Yeah,
it's DirecTV.
Like on the Fox affiliate, you know, the ones you see, like you see Modern Family.
Right now it's Big Bang.
Big Bang, both of those.
They're the two right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's 23 years ago that Seinfeld ended.
A friend of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz going to be pleading guilty in a case connected to the sex trafficking investigation into Matt Gaetz. Court records show that Joel Greenberg is going to appear in court today in Orlando for a change of plea hearing where he's going to plead guilty.
They could have caught Gaetz with his pants down in a high school parking lot, and those morons will still back him. So it doesn't even matter. Unless Congress kicks him out, they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't believe it.
My guy's allowed to have high school girls. That's what they're thinking.
Right. He's such a piece of ass.
Right.
He's earned it.
They don't care.
They don't seem to be
the worst people in the world, man.
I got to hope that they're carefully.
And their evangelicals love this guy.
That they're carefully compiling evidence against this guy.
So do I.
Before they present a case.
Yep.
They got to make sure they've got something solid.
Well, they got everybody flipping around them.
Before they go after him.
I think this guy just pled guilty to own the libs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So, ran across something here within the last few days, finally deciding to bring it up. Apparently, if you must use a public toilet seat, some people will cover the toilet seat with toilet paper.
Oh, instead of they don't have the...
it's either nothing or toilet paper.
Right.
They don't have not that sheet.
You don't have
the circle tube thing.
The stuff.
Yeah. Right. Some people put toilet paper on the seat.
I've done that before.
Yeah, they're hoping to protect yourself against bacteria and other bad things, but they say that placing toilet paper on that toilet seat, you're actually attracting more bacteria.
Oh.
Here, this is why. The toilet seat is designed to be as hygienic as possible. Bacteria cannot develop very well because of the smooth surface of the seat. Plus, a toilet seat actually comes into contact with what is referred to here with what they say is relatively clean buttocks.
Yeah, because they're always covered.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I read it's not that dangerous
they're
anyway.
They're always covered.
Mostly.
Toilet paper, on the other hand, is a breeding ground for bacteria.
Okay.
The rough surface makes a pleasant home for bacteria. Everyone touches the same roll of toilet paper with their hands.
Got that.
And your hands are the part of your body that are covered in bacteria.
How about the toilet?
And so it's much better just to sit down on the toilet seat with your bare ass.
How about the thing that covers that one? The toilet seat.
I don't
seat
have
cover.
That information.
It's different. Okay.
Because oftentimes your buttocks is covered in two layers of cloth.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine even is.
If you're a Packer fan, five layers of fat.
No, there's still the outside layer.
Oh, that's right. Okay, six layers of fat.
Yeah. The bacteria can still penetrate the skin.
Forgot what.
I can't. The only place I probably go to the bathroom that way, sitting down in public, is the airport bathrooms. And they're usually pretty clean, but they're used a lot. I can't think the last time I pooped in. Oh, here, but that's different. It's a workplace, you know.
If I have to sit down on a toilet that's not at my house, I just try not to think about it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're safe, you know. We've been doing it for thousands of years or hundreds of years, and nobody cares, you know.
Had to use some convenience stores when I was roaching.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do that, yeah.
That always sucks.
Amazon wants to hire 75,000 workers. They're offering a $100 bonus to new hires who show proof of their COVID vaccination.
Cool.
They're looking at an average starting wage of $17 an hour.
I saw a story last night. McDonald's and somebody else, it might have been Chipotle, they're owned by the same company, have decided to raise their wages. There you go.
McDonald's raising hourly wages by 10%.
You got to hold out. People say, well, you should just go to work anyway. Well, pay us.
Entry-level employees at company-owned locations of McDonald's, and most of them aren't, will make $11 to $17 an hour. Shift managers can make up to $20 an hour.
Yeah, I love the people that bitch at you. Why don't you give me a better job?
You know what?
So they go get a better job, and then they get pissed at that.
I hate to have Billy. Billy Blank had a nice rant on Facebook about this that we agree with. He's calling here shortly, you know, about stop bitching about people not wanting to work
for nothing.
For nothing, you know. But they're still out there. They're still out there.
No, I've actually seen people comment on somebody talking about this and go, where did servers make $213 an hour? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
What rock have you been under?
Right.
That's how the system works.
Oh, they thought they got paid real hourly wage. They don't.
Yeah.
It's a tip thing.
Yeah. Someone who's just incredulous that, well, they don't pay that.
Yeah,
they do.
Yes, they do.
They absolutely do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all tips.
That's the name of the sex club I'm opening up. All tips. That way nobody's disappointed. Well, the women are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They were going to be anyway.
You don't have to somebody else bringing something to the party.
But we're used to dealing with that,
yeah,
so that's nothing.
Right. Welcome to All Tips. You'll leave somewhat satisfied.
Man.
The women won't. The women won't. But all the guys will get off.
You've got all the different rooms. They're all just tips.
All tips.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Three quarters of people between the ages of 18 and 29 say that vaccination should be required to return to campus or work.
Yes.
According to new polling, 37% would refuse to come back unless those conditions are in place.
Yeah, that's the key.
It's amazing how younger people seem a little more progressive.
Yeah.
It's because they've been indoctrinated by the
liberal
public schools.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's an afternoon talk show right there. Next, you should try out.
Right.
Except you don't believe that crap.
We need to stop getting these kids educated.
And that's the problem.
Next thing you know, they'll develop critical thinking skills.
And like people that are different color and races and stuff. Can't have that.
That's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
And they'll believe election results.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Mayhem.
In a case report published in the Journal of the Academy of Consultation Liaison Psychiatry.
God, that sounds boring as hell, man.
That really rolls off the tongue.
It does, man. Well, you did at least, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a...
It's a catchy title.
It's not a publication you can just browse.
Mr. X wanted to self-medicate.
All right. Okay. We're...
For opioid dependence and depression.
All right.
And how is he going to go about
so that? So he made a tea from magic mushrooms.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Because he'd heard all these things. Hey, the mushrooms, they help with the PTSD right. And depression and this and that yeah. And the other thing. So he made a tea from the magic mushrooms, and then he injected the mushroom tea into his veins.
Oh. You stupid son of a bitch!
That's probably not a good idea.
No. You can't shoot tea.
He ended up being taken to the emergency room by his family. They were concerned by his state of confusion. Following injection, he began to develop a number of problems. By the time his family discovered him days later, he had jaundice, nausea, diarrhea, extreme confusion, and was vomiting blood.
Oh,
his
God.
Organs had begun to fail, including his kidneys and his lungs. He suffered from an acute liver injury. His heart rate was elevated, and he was experiencing septic shock. Clots were forming in his blood. Doctors found that the species of mushroom that he had injected was actually growing in his blood.
Oh,
wow.
Fungus.
Man.
He did it wrong.
Did he live?
Did so
save
far,
his life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he should have drank the tea.
Right. That's what it's for.
Maybe.
Many times that's what people say to do with tea.
Many times.
Many times.
Many times they do. I've got to say. Yeah.
I'm curious if you
would. You like some tea? Well, where's the rig?
Right.
<You're> right.
You would have just where's your rig, Grandma?
Injected some black tea.
Yeah.
That might not have had the fungus. But I still don't.
Well, don't do no. Don't put anything in your blood system.
Don't inject tea.
Don't inject things.
Full stop.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Not to inject. tea into your bloodstream.
That's a good one, too.
That guy had the worst trip ever.
Yes, I know.
I feel like these mushrooms are taking me over. Like, they are.
Oh, God, that's gross.
They're growing
too,
in your blood.
Right.
I'm tripping balls and my organs are failing.
Yeah.
That's a bad trip.
Yeah.
Good God. That was going to be even more depressed.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Back to opioids. How about weed, man?
Where
smoke
are my
some
pills,
weed.
Damn it.
Just smoke some weed.
Yeah, and don't inject it into your veins.
Right.
And then there's this horrible story.
All right.
Ugh.
Now, Craig has to leave early today, so he's leaving on this note for the weekend.
I didn't think of that.
You're doing this on purpose. I'm out the door. I'll leave you this one.
Woman out of Texas says she's still traumatized. Anna Cardenas of El Paso woke up to the sound of something dripping in her bedroom in the early morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Right. It can't be. I don't even know what I'm even thinking it's going to be. Yeah. But if you're saying it's
horrible, whatever I'm imagining isn't going to be as bad as what you're going to say.
You're right.
That's when she discovered blood seeping from above and splattering her room as it fell onto the moving ceiling fan.
Dead neighbor.
Time to move.
Dead neighbor.
Maintenance found the body of her upstairs neighbor decomposing on the floor.
I wasn't even imagining anything close to that.
The man died of natural causes a few days before. Miss Cardenas is now looking for a new apartment.
Yeah.
As you would.
We're having old man Johnson now.
He's bleeding through the ceiling.
Man, that is so gross. Especially to hear the drip and then wake up, turn your lights on and see the red blood and everything.
Well, it's splattered everywhere because of the ceiling fan.
That's
just a murder scene.
Right.
There had to be so much blood upstairs for it to seep through.
Right.
And she's not getting her security deposit back now.
What do you think the ceiling fan shoots around at a sex club? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't want to know what you're talking about.
Sweat and shame everywhere.
Wear your goggles.
All right. All right. Just the tip. Sign up today. All right. Call Puss. I'll tell you to get there.
Don't call.
Have a good weekend, Craig.
Thank you. You too.
Comedian Billy Black next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.